This is Dr. Bedros Kalas, upper nasal collapse of the reported patient Joseph Nelson, date of birth 11/6/1984, any condition nausea, constipation, postpartum satiety, surgical maxillary and sensitive and cervical shoulder blood pressure, shoulder cardiac damage, she did a biopsy and colonoscopy, dysfunctional lymphocytic disease for a colonoscopy, percent of Parkinson's by the patient, patient played over here, we still play over curly by San Francisco, I'm going to pass the barrel hospital. Exam patient during the number of doctor, picture by CS small red, several little serious prison, touch, antropod, normal process for so, I'm going to say about the no episode in hiatal hernia, bicep, suggest, and a few months about a gastritis, nervous, and a gastrial electrician. Passive were out there, intro by general celiac spur, rule out helicop expired, number 4. Cosmo was average routine, low, passive routine with celiac spur, and a third plasticity. Up to the sequence, 7. Suboptimal prep, small to bottom, subcortical, public, and diverted, and very efficient, and long, it just more decent in colon, probably from the chronic constipation. Number 8, internal hemorrhoids, there is no stricture, no narrative, nor in the colon. Last year, done all the way to the cecum. Recommendation, away from the strong biopsy, because by helicobacter pylori, probably described number 2, proton pyramid, number 3, away from the small biopsy, number 4. If you could ask me in 6 months, because of optimal advice, patient have high fluoride of water, stool softness, acidity, 5% preparation, each time, confirm, colate, 100 milligrams, 3 times daily, manifestal fiber, 2 tablespoons, 4 daily, and then track it with every second or third day, with milk, magnesia, slash, prune juice slash magnesium citrate to have a good, adequate bowel movement every second or third day. I told the patient try not to wait for more than 3 days. Otherwise, he's going to all packed up and impacted, and then he'll have this postprandial down pain and the postprandial nausea vomiting. Also, I recommend patient have a CT enterogram to run a small bowel disorder, a small bowel disease, like Crohn's disease, etc., as a contributing factor. For her symptoms. I think most likely her symptoms are underlying history of chronic constipation because of underlying history of diabetes. Fiber diet is a recommended follow-up to your center. Please send the primary care provider, Dr. Pinkal Patel, P-I-N-K-A-L, Pinkal Patel, covered up to bottom side. The episode was June 29th to 23rd. June 29th to 23rd. The